Everybody, we began to discuss yesterday the halachos of Tosefes Shabbos, when someone is mekabel Shabbos early, and the opportunity that we have to perform that mitzvah every single week. So we mentioned that the Arachayim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Kisisa, what does it mean when we say, B'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos? La'asos es ha-Shabbos. How do I make Shabbos? Shabbos comes whether I like it or not. So what does it mean that I have to make Shabbos? So you'll say it means you should cook for Shabbos, you should sweep for Shabbos, you should clean for Shabbos. What if I'm in a situation where I can't do any of that? What if I'm in a hospital? What exactly am I doing to make Shabbos? So the Arachayim HaKadosh says the answer is, Tosefes Shabbos is the way you can actually make Shabbos come in. Because Shabbos is only officially supposed to begin at sundown, and it goes until the next day at sundown. But if you are mekabel Shabbos early, you are, in effect, making Shabbos. La'asos es ha-Shabbos, that's what it means. There's a fascinating comment of the B'nai Yisachar, Reb Tzvi Elimelech Shapir, the Din of a Rebbe, who was one of the greatest authorities in the Hasidic world in the middle of the 1800s. So he points out, he was also bothered by this question, what does it mean, la'asos es ha-Shabbos? What exactly do we have in mind when we say that we want to keep Shabbos in order that we should be able to make Shabbos? What does that mean? Shabbos b'nei Yisrael is Shabbos. La'asos. What are we doing by keeping? So he points out a very fascinating idea, which goes as follows. And he points us, he observes that in our parsha, we're told, I'm sorry, this is not in our parsha, when we talk in our parsha about the Sheshes and Mebereshes, that's something that's mentioned once again in the Aseres HaDibra. So we're told there, Ki Sheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Es HaShamayim V'Asa Aretz. So he says, really, grammatically, that's incorrect. What do you mean? Ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem, because 6 days God created the world. It should be ki bisheshes yamim. In 6 days, God created the entire universe. What does it mean? Because God created 6 days, therefore we should rest on the seventh. What exactly does that mean? So he suggests as follows. Ki Hashem yizbarach lo bara rak sheshes hayamim. When God created the world, now we're reading Parshas Bereishis, we want to know what exactly happened on those 6 days of creation. Says the B'nai Yisachar, Hashem Yisbarach lo bara rak sheshes hayamim. God only created 6 days. That was the plan. The world was going to last 6 days long. Then it was going to be over. V'shuv baras yom ha-Shabbos. And then he created a Shabbos. V'shuv ayidei shomrei mitzvosav kedusha yom ha-Shabbos nivra sheshes yamim. We have to earn and deserve the right to have another 6 days. So again, God set up the world that we have a 6 day period in which he had created the world, but after that, it's all up to you, God says. If you're going to keep Shabbos, if you're going to give the world the right and that incredible opportunity to now have another chance at having another week of trying to accomplish all different kinds of things during the week, then I'll be happy to give it to you. But if no one's going to keep Shabbos, if no one's going to highlight the fact that there is Kedusha in the world, if no one's going to highlight the fact that there is a God and that there's something greater to just the world that we all orbit, then forget it, I don't need to create another 6 days. So again, we're being judged, says the B'nai Yisachar, every Shabbos. When we come to Shabbos, God is going to look at us and say, are these people deserving of having another week, or perhaps not? God originally created the world just Sheshes Yamim. 6 days, that was the plan, then he gave us a Shabbos. If you keep the Shabbos, I'll be happy to give you La'asos es ha-Shabbos l'dorosam. I'll be happy to give you another Shabbos for future generations. But if you don't keep the Shabbos, then that's it. The world will end. There's no reason to have a continuation of the world. That's a frightening comment of the B'nai Yisachar, but again, he's commenting on what it means in the pasuk when it says La'asos es ha-Shabbos. What exactly are we doing to make the Shabbos actually be a presence in our lives? So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes that even somebody who's davening biyachidus, anybody who davens on Shabbos, have to recite the paragraph of Vayichulu. And then the Gemara goes on to Samar of Hamnuna, Kala Mispalel Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Vayichulu. Erev Shabbos doesn't mean on Erev Shabbos, it means the eve of Shabbos. Anybody who davens on Friday night and says Vayichulu, Ma'ale Alav HaKosev, is considered Ki'ilu Nasa Shutif La'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis. It's as if you have now partnered with God in the Ma'asa Bereishis. Now the B'nai Yisachar says that sounds very much like what I was suggesting. God created 6 days of creation and then he stopped and he said, now it's up to you. Well, that's what the Gemara says. If you say Vayechulu, if you usher in the Kedusha Shabbos, if you show the world that there's something greater to the world that we live in, then you will become a Shut of LaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are a partner of God in the creation of the world. Why? Because you are, in a sense, bringing about the next 6 days of the working week that are going to come after Shabbos leaves. That's what it means to be a Shut of LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way B'nai Yisachar explains. Says the Gemara, not only are you like a shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only are you like a partner, are you like somebody who's helping out God, so to speak, in Ma'aseh Bereishis, but also, says the Gemara, Shnei Malachi Hasharis Melavin Lo La'adam, there are two Malachim who come along with you, and they put their hands on your head, so to speak, va'omrim, and they say, v'sar avonecha v'chatascha techupar. Your averis will be forgiven, your wrongdoings will be forgotten, because you have said v'yechulu, you have ushered in the Shabbos properly. Now this sounds like a very exaggerated schar for a person who just says one paragraph of v'yechulu. What's so unique about v'yechulu? That's a major question. So the Ritva points out, interesting pshat, the Ritva writes from Rabbeinu Yechiel, one of the earlier Rishonim, the Ritva writes from Rabbeinu Yechiel that perhaps the understanding in this is, because the Pasuk says, somebody who's kovesh eduso, somebody who knows testimony. Let's say we're in a bezdin, we're trying to figure out the details of a case, and you choose, I'm not going to testify, even though I can help out the case, either positive or negative, but I can help out in one way or another, but I choose not to. I choose to be kovesh eduso. I'm holding it back to myself. I don't want to say it. Says the Pasukim, lo yagid v'nasa avono. If you're not going to say the edus that you know, the testimony, you're not going to present it in the bezdin, v'nasa avono, you have a heavy weight that you're going to carry on the aveira for not presenting the testimony in the case that could be helpful to adjudicate how these two parties are going to deal with the dispute that they have. So too over here. If you know the edus, if you know the testimony that God is the one who created the world, that is like our chance to say edus on God himself, so to speak, that he's the one who created the world. We believe in him. We don't deny it at all. If here's our chance to express our edus, and you choose to be kovish that, you choose to hold it back, v'nasa avona, you're going to have a great aveira. However, if you choose to say it over, to shout it to the world, to make sure everybody is aware that you believe that God actually created the world in 6 days, uvayom ha'shvi'i shavei nafash, then v'sar avonecha v'chatascha techupar. Then you don't have an aveira of im lo yagid v'nasa avona. That's the way the Ritva explains this very strange Gemara. So the Torah writes, why is it that we say on Friday night, we say v'yechulu not only in the Kiddush, but we say v'yechulu also after the Shemona Esrei? What's that all about? Why do we say it again after the Shemona Esrei is over? So it says the Torah, reason number one is perhaps you have people who don't know how to daven, you have people who don't know how to say the word, so we say it b'tzibur after the Shemona Esrei in order that anybody who didn't have a chance to say it can now say it along with the rest of the congregation. That's reason number one that he gives. Reason number two that the Torah says is much more practical. Very often you have Shabbos falls out, not only on Shabbos, but it's also you're going to have a Yom Tov that falls out also on the very same occasion. And therefore we have a Yom Tov davening. We don't say v'yechulu in the Shemona Esrei. And therefore he says we're going to have a problem. How are you not going to have the opportunity to say v'yechulu when it's Yom Tov Shechalias b'Shabbos? And therefore we instituted across the board every Friday night after Shemona Esrei you say v'yechulu. Therefore you'll never run into the issue of having a Friday night where v'yechulu is not going to be recited. That's what the Torah writes. Now the Shulchan Aruch says the v'yechulu should be said ba'amida. It should be said in a standing position because it is as if you are giving testimony and an aide always has to stand up. V'amdu shnei ha'anashim. The two people have to stand up as they're giving over the case to the Bezdin. So too over here where we are proclaiming our edus of God creating the world, we have to do it ba'amida. And also the Shulchan Aruch writes b'kol ram. You're supposed to say it out loud. The same way a witness who comes to Bezdin has to present his testimony in a way that other people can hear. So says the Magen Avraham that this is also the reason why we have to say it all together, because when you have Edim, we generally assume that the Edim have to say the testimony together. Now the problem with that statement of the Magen Avraham is that in Chosha Mishpat, we don't assume that way. In Chosha Mishpat, we assume, let's say you have two Edim who come into a Bezdin to present testimony. So how are you going to figure out whether they're really saying the truth? If they both look at each other and they're winking to make sure they can say the story properly, that's probably not the best way to get the honest answer. So what we're going to do is, in Chosha Mishpat it says, you call in one aide at a time, and you investigate exactly what he has to say, you listen to all the details, you make sure you ask him all the difficult questions, and then you call in his friend by himself. You don't call them in together. You want to see, are they both going to say the same story when they're not winking at each other, when they're not going to be able to cover the other one's story. So in Chosha Mishpat it says you're specifically supposed to say it separately. So why does the Magen Avraham say here you're supposed to say it together? That's not the way we would generally act when we have it in Torah, when we have people presenting Eidos. So the El Yerabba discusses this issue and he says, well, maybe that's only by Dine Mamanus, maybe Dine Nefashos is different. They have a whole discussion to try to figure out exactly what it means, why we say it together. But be it as it may, the Taz takes us a step further and the Taz writes, well, because when we recite v'yechulu, that is in some way a proclamation of our belief that God created the world, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should say it ba'amida, and that's why you should say it b'kol ram. Therefore, says the Taz, yachid ha'mispalel, let's say I'm davening at home, I wasn't able to come to shul, or you have a woman who very often doesn't come to shul Friday night, So if she's davening by herself, she should not say Vayechulu, and we should also not say Vayechulu if we're not with a minion. Why? Because we don't have the requirement of two Edim. We don't have two people standing there together. We're not able to really give testimony. To the fact, to the point, it goes so far that the Bir Halacha quotes in the Prima Gadim that if you have a person who davens a long Shemana Esrei, on Friday night they should make sure to daven quickly. Why? Because you have to make sure that you make it out in time from Shemana Esrei to say Vayechulu with the rest of the congregation. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to give the testimony on the Ribbono Shel Olam of Vayechulu. That's what the Mishneh Berurah writes in the Prima Gadim. Now, the Chazon Ish has so many questions on this assumption. Number one, says the Chazon Ish, I don't really agree with the Mishneh Berurah's premise. He says the following. Mishneh Berurah tells us in the name of the Prima Gadim that if someone likes to have a lot of Kavana and they daven a long Shemana Esrei, on Friday night they should quick the Shemana Esrei, make it a little faster in order that they shouldn't be stuck. So he says, what do you mean? We know that Vayechulu, saying Vayechulu after the Shemana Esrei on Friday night, not clear exactly where that comes from. The Gemara never discusses that. That's a later invention. That's a Hidur Mitzvah. That's not really the Ikar Adin. Vayechulu, you say it in the davening. So why do you need to say it afterward? However, malas hamarech b'tfilaso nizbar b'gemara. Ein roi lekatzer b'shvil zeh. The Gemara says so clearly, somebody who's marech b'tfilaso, somebody who has kavana for every word of Shemona Esrei, has such incredible zechusim, has such incredible merit for the amount of kavana that they put into the Shemona Esrei. So you're going to tell the person, have less kavana in the Shemona Esrei because we want you to rush up for Vayechulu? Why is Vayechulu so important? We know that the Gemara says Vayechulu is very nice to say it, but who said you have to say it together with everybody else? Who said that you have to say it together when the Tzibur is saying it? Maybe you could say it on your own. So the Chazon Ish does not like this assumption at all. And not only that, the Chazon Ish writes, who said that this is really patterned off of Eidus, that you would give in a Bezdin? After all, Ein Yeshivas Bezdin Malayda, you're not allowed to present testimony at night, which was your question. So how can we have the Jewish people presenting testimony at night? You can't really say. So you'll say, it's as if, we patterned it off that, but you can't say all the rules are going to be exactly the same. And therefore the Chazon Ish said, he was opposed to those who have the chumrah. There are many who have a chumrah that if they daven a long Shemona Esrei and they miss the chazan saying Vayechulu with the tzibur, they'll try and catch somebody else after davening to say it together with someone else as if they're two edim. Chazon Ish said not only is there no reason to do that, he felt that it was inappropriate to do that. You should say it on your own, no reason to call anybody else over, because this really is not the same as a regular edus that would be presented in front of a bezdin. We have so many differences between this and between what a real edus would be when you come to a bezdin to present a valid testimony about a case. There is an interesting shaila that's discussed in the contemporary svarim, and that is, so let's say I don't follow the Mishneh Berurah's chumrah, and I happen to daven slowly. I don't know if it's I daven slowly or the chazan davens quickly here, but either way, I never make it for Vayechulu. Sometimes, not only do I not make it to Vayechulu, but by the time the chazan makes it to Vayechulu, I'm up to Vayechulu my own Shemona Esrei. That's where I'm up to. So the contemporary svarim talk about, should I say Vayechulu out loud? I'm in the middle of my tefillah balachash, so really I'm supposed to say the davening quietly. But now I'm up to the same place that the rest of the tzibur is up to, so maybe I should say Vayechulu out loud to join myself in with everybody else. Once I finish the paragraph, I'll go back to say quietly. So this is a discussion that some raise, that maybe it's not appropriate for you to say Vayechulu out loud, because yes, you happen to be saying the same words, but you're trying to say it as your quiet Shemona Esrei, they're trying to say it as the separate part of davening that they're saying on their own. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in the Halicha Shlomo, and this is what others write as well, that they felt that it is proper to do that. They thought it was right, because everybody's saying Vayechulu, it's nice for you to join in as well. Again, you shouldn't skip Shemona Esrei to try to say it with them, but if that's where you happen to be up to at the time, so that's the right thing to do. One final point, the Elia Rabba quotes in the name of his grandfather, that the same way in Hilchos Gittin we are told that when you have two Edim, when you have two witnesses that are about to sign on the bottom of a get, so the Shulchan Aruch says they have to be Maharer B'tshuva before they go ahead and sign on the get. That's the same if you're ever an Eid Kiddushin at a wedding. It's a very big responsibility to be an Eid Kiddushin at a wedding. The whole wedding rides on you. And if you're not going to be a kosher Eid, if you ever did anything wrong, if you don't have a proper thought of tshuva, you're a pasul Eid. Not anything wrong, but if you did certain averus, you're not going to be a kosher Eid. That's why my father told me, I think, Rav Kook was very careful never to have anybody who worked in an office be an aid kiddushin at a wedding. Why not? Because when you work in an office, so you take a staple, you take an extra paper clip, you take different things, you take a stamp here and there. Again, does the office really mind? Probably not. But in the end of the day, did he really have permission to take it? No. So therefore, Rav Kook was very makpid. He said, if somebody is over the Isser Gezel, you don't have a right to be an aid, you're not a kosher aid. So therefore, you have to be very, very careful when you're asked to be an aid kiddushin at a wedding. whether you really want to accept that honor. I know in Breuer's, where I grew up in Washington Heights, they have two designated edim that are the edim for all weddings. Doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter who's getting married. They have two people, I think it's the two chazanim, that are hired by the community to be the chazanim throughout the year. We assume that they're very honest people, and nobody should have any hard feelings if you choose these edim, those edim. That's why they designated two edim that they know are ksherim. They're the ones who are going to be the edim for everybody across the board in the community who gets married. This way we never run into issues. So over here, we assume the Shaarach writes by Hilchas Gittin, before an aid is called upon to sign on a get or to be an aid kedushin, he's supposed to be Mahar B'tshuva. So the El Yerabah writes as well, that on Friday night as well, if you really want to give testimony, if you want to be considered an aid about what God did for the world, about how God did Sheshes and Eberaches, you have to make sure to have Hiruri Tshuva on Friday afternoon. You have to make sure to think about, am I really worthy of giving testimony about God? Am I really somebody who's fit to be giving testimony? Am I really a kosher aid? The same way I would have to think twice before becoming an aid kedushin, before being an aid on a get. I have to think twice as well over here before reciting Vayechulu on Friday night. And this is why they write in the history books that the Arachayim HaKadosh used to say, on Friday afternoon there are many who learn Hilchos Shabbos, and he said, I know Hilchos Shabbos, but every week I make sure to learn Hilchos Eidos and Chosha Mishpat, because I want to know, am I really worthy of saying testimony on the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, or perhaps this week I disqualified myself because of some activity that I should not have done. Anyway, this is a little bit about Vayechulu that we generally recite on Friday night. It's a very important thing to be able to say that. As we mentioned before, B'shamer b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, la sos sa Shabbos. The b'nei Yisrael writes, when a person keeps Shabbos, that is what gives the world the energy to have another 6 days of creation. Otherwise, ki sheshes yam ma'asa Hashem, God only created the world with 6 days. After that, it's all up to us. If we don't have the merit, if we're not worthy of the fact that God should give us another 6 days of creation, so to speak, then the world wouldn't, after Shabbos, would be over. So this is an opportunity that we have, la sos sa Shabbos l'dor sam, to bring about a future for our generations. If we are careful about the way we keep Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam will reciprocate and give us another 6 days to enjoy.